WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media.
CBS News Brief. As his former fixer, Michael Cohen, takes the stand for cross-examination at his hush money trial, former President Trump will be surrounded by allies again. CBS's Robert Costa.
Notably, House Speaker Mike Johnson will be here today, according to sources close to the Trump campaign. That's the highest ranking Republican so far to appear alongside Trump here in New York.
Severe storms and twisters have killed at least two people along the Gulf Coast. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
A tornado hit western Louisiana, damaging homes in Sulphur. And storms across the state deliver winds up to 80 miles an hour.
In the Middle East, an Israeli helicopter launching missiles near the northern border with Gaza, the UN reports. More than half a million Palestinians have been displaced in north and south over the past few days, amid fears of escalating Israeli military operations. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federal investigators are looking into a small community in northwest Wisconsin for a possible violation of the Voting Rights Act. The town of Thornapple near Ladysmith switched to all paper ballots last year. Federal law requires at least one machine for voters with disabilities. A complaint has been filed with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound reluctant to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments yesterday, Rebecca Bradley argued absentee voting is not protected by law.
The law in the state of Wisconsin is that there is a right to vote, but there is not a right to vote absentee. That is a privilege that was granted legislatively.
The August primary is 3 months away, and the November general election is 6 months off. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. There's a Mental Health Walk in-person event planned for Saturday, May 18th from 9 to noon. It's organized through the Alliance for Mental Wellness Employee Group at Renaissance Learning, but it's open to anyone in the community. This is their first ever Stepping Up for Mental Health mixed walk and will benefit NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Health. If you can't participate on the 18th in person, you can join virtually anywhere between May 16th and 19th. You'll need to register on their Facebook page or on the website steppingupformentalhealth.itsyourrace.com. Registration is $13.50 and will benefit NAMI. Do you have a young adult in your home who wants to learn about gardening? Teens interested in volunteering at the community garden this year are meeting today at 4:30. You can email Miss Alicia at teen@macmillanlibrary.org with any questions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 70 with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, right on through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news and our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a good day out there, everybody. We're looking forward to talking a little theater with our good friend Gretchen Powers. Gretchen's going to join us to talk a little WRCT in a little bit. Right now, joining us on the phone lines is our good friend Connie Hankey from Alexander House. Connie, good to have you with us.
Yes, good to be here.
Connie, appreciate the time as always and appreciate everything that the Alexander House offers and does for our communities. You guys do some really amazing things over there, not only hosting such great events, but really supporting local artists and Wisconsin artists and really promoting them. And you've got an event coming up that's going to do just that.
Yes, we do. This Friday will be an opening reception for our new exhibit called Together Again. And we'll have Joy Moon and Pat Ryer together. They've shown together all over the state. And we have the opportunity here at the Alexander House for them to come together again. So they'll be showing Joy as a watercolor artist. And Pat will have her ceramics and jewelry.
That's going to be a really exciting event for people to be able to take in. It gives a couple of different art mediums, and I love that the Alexander House can do that. It's very versatile there, what you guys are able to host and be able to have. And Joy's work is just beautiful. Just looking at some of it online and looking at some of the things that she's done, I've heard her name a number of times. She is a graduate out of Wisconsin Oshkosh, a lifelong artist, and she's maintains her studio here in Wisconsin. She's taught over 200 watercolor workshops in Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Maine, Florida, all over. She's been also all over the world, it looks like.
Oh, yes. She conducts watercolor classes all over the world. Mm. So she just got back from one. She was in San Miguel and just came back to the States. So, yeah, she goes all over teaching her watercolor classes.
Yeah, and she's been invited to feature her work throughout one-woman exhibits and group shows and art galleries, museums throughout the country, as well exhibiting in over 100 national and international juried exhibits. Her awards and numerous, she's got a lot of things that she has been able to acclaim on her resume over the years. Her work is... trying to describe her work, I struggle a little bit because it's some of the stuff you can't put in the words sometimes.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. One of the things that she had to say is she continually challenges herself by attempting new painting subjects and trying to find new techniques to use with the media. Mm-hmm. So, that's why I think it's hard to explain or give her work like one single word.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
I feel like I'm not doing justice to it, you know, because it's honestly, it's the kind of work you got to see for yourself. You've got to go to exhibit. Yeah. You've got to take it in. And so much of her work, too, if I can say it, you see it in person and it has a different impression, like a lot of art. You can see a painting of the Mona Lisa and it hits you. It's beautiful. But if you see it in person, there's something different about it. You know, being in the same room and feeling that art, there's something to that brings out a different emotion and a different appreciation, I think.
Oh, yes, definitely, yes.
Along with Joyce, I'm sorry, did you have something, Connie? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. I just was going to say, both artists are so very well-known and accomplished in their media of choice, so it's just going to be an excellent show.
Yeah, I did want to take a second to talk about the jewelry from ceramics. Pat Ryler, am I saying that right? Ryler?
Pat Ryer.
Ryer, yes. They're going to have some great work there. Pat's going to have some great work there as well.
Oh, yes. Just fabulous. She's also a graduate from UW Oshkosh. And I haven't had the opportunity to ask the two of them, but I'm thinking they probably were going through the program at the same time and have been, you know, a friend since doing their work at UW Oshkosh. And Pat took a different route and was an educator for 33 years and was, won many awards in her years of educating in art. So
a fantastic artist in her own right, who's been exhibiting artists for over 50 years and practicing the work. She's, as you mentioned, taught and done some really good work. This is not only a wonderful time to take in these exhibits, but also to support local Wisconsin artists. I make sure to mention this whenever I have a chance, Connie. Wisconsin finished last in the union when it came to funding the arts. Supporting the arts, promoting the arts, attending events like this are how we keep the arts alive in Wisconsin and support our creatives in this state.
I remember. I think we talked about that last time I phoned in, and it's sad to hear.
It's important, and I think the more attention we bring to this, I think the more that will change. And having events like this can only help and only give more opportunities for people to be able to not only take in art, appreciate art, but really have a good time. This is going to be a really nice, fun event, along with these wonderful artists. Connie, anything else people can expect when they come to the reception this Friday?
just our, you know, our usual reception. Mm-hmm. Both artists will be there to greet visitors, and we're just really excited to host this exhibit, and it will continue through June 25th.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great spring into summer exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to have both of these artists at the Alexander House.
Yeah, it's a great, not only a great event, but something really fun to do. Get you out of the house, enjoy yourself, and get over to the Alexander House. And as a side note, I do want to thank you and your team over there, Connie. You guys always send out these great cards as reminders and open invitations to these kind of events, and I really appreciate them. And you do a great job with these cards. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, they are beautifully done by a local printer here in town and an artist who designs the front. And yeah, this invite is especially beautiful, the front of it.
Did a really nice job with it.
Yeah, showcasing, you know, some of the pieces that'll be at the show.
Yeah, did a really nice job with us on the air, Connie. You always do. We appreciate the time with you as always. Say hi to everybody over there for us, and we will see you this Friday.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Connie.
And you guys have a great day.
You too.
Take care, Connie.
AlexanderHouseOnline.org. AlexanderHouseOnline.org is the website to find out more information. And go ahead and visit us at the Alexander House this Friday. It's the reception again this Friday, 5 to 8. Together again, Moon Ryler. It's going to be a beautiful exhibit. If you don't get a chance to go this Friday, the exhibit will continue through June 25th, 2024. Support the Alexander House. Support the arts. Take in these events. Enjoy yourself. Have a great time. And say hi to Connie when you get there.
Yes, indeed.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're doing some more interviewing. We're doing some more talking. We have our great friend, Executive Director of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, Gretchen Powers, joining us in just a few, right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 70 with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, right on through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here. Melissa on the other end. We appreciate you joining us and appreciate our guests we have with us right now. We have Gretchen Powers, Executive Director over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater with us. And good morning, Gretch.
Good morning.
Good to see you. And you brought a friend.
I did. This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, it's always good to see you. Sarah joining us from Three Bridges Recovery. And appreciate the time from you and both of you being able to be here. Both of you are both very busy, so really do appreciate the time. And Melissa, they do have their headphones on, so they should be able to hear you if you have any feedback on this one. Because we're talking about stand-up and improv comedy. These are things that I like to pretend I know a lot about, but I'm really not that good at. So I want to talk about this with you all. And Gretchen, I want to know where this idea came from and the intent behind it.
So I just kind of love making people laugh. And so improv has always been something that's been a lot of like fun for me, and I'm not doing the show. My friend Mark is leading a group, his own group of improv artists, subject to change comedy. And so basically May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so what better way to like cure some mental health than to bring laughter to it? So laughter is the best medicine. So the theater is kind of came up with a new thing where we're going to host a different fundraiser like every quarter or so that goes to benefit nonprofits in the area, and kind of just starting it off with like causes that are very important to me. And you know, mental health awareness is very, very important to me. And so Three Bridges Recovery kind of came to mind. My friend Cheryl came up with this idea that what if we host a comedy night for a fundraiser for Three Bridges. So
It's always great to be able to bring attention to these subjects. We've gotten a lot better with mental health and talking about it and putting it out there. We kind of talk about it in a raised voice now. We don't hush when we talk about it. But now is kind of the hard process of this, where now we got to start looking in the mirror. Now we got to start doing stuff for ourselves. And it's one thing to talk about mental health is important and we push it on others and everything, but now we got to kind of take some of that medicine ourselves. And laughter is the best medicine. Completely agree with you. So having something like this is a perfect hand-in-hand event. It's a great idea. But it hearing you talk about this, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, Gretchen, or anything, but it sounds like this is something that we're going to be hearing a lot from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
I really hope so. And I don't know how I'm going to go about picking the nonprofits in the future, but I've got, you know, a lot of ideas that are swimming around in my brain. And whether we bring it like a fundraiser with a comedy show or a variety show or a fashion show or something like that, but we have the space. I want to use it for good. So
if you're doing a fashion show, I'll do it. Okay. All right. Fine. I'll do it. Fine. Everybody is looking for my fashion trends, of course, and what not to do.
Well, no, you look great.
Well, that was almost believable. That's right. She is such a good actor.
You could be a hair model. Like, you look great. You'd be like, look at my hair.
One of the things that we love to talk about with our nonprofits, Gretch, is the something that this community does that I think excels at better than most. I'm not saying we're the only ones that do this, but I feel like early on in this area, people realized we're stronger together. When nonprofits work together, we are that much better, that much stronger. Certainly on a PR level, it raises attention for both organizations, and that's always a good thing. More eyeballs on your, you know, what you're doing and such. But more importantly to the community, it shows togetherness. It shows a bond. It shows we're working together. We see what you're doing, and we appreciate it. Hey, we see what you're doing. We appreciate what you do. We got a lot of layers and a lot of different things going on in our communities. It's hard to cover all the bases sometimes. We're that much stronger when we work together.
That is so true.
And when it comes to bringing in Three Bridges, I'm with you. This is a cause that's very important to me too, and I think a lot of people out there. And Sarah, I'm curious, because we haven't gotten to talk in a while, and we haven't talked about Three Bridges in a little bit here at the station when it first opened and everything. We really were, and it's been a while. How are things going over there?
We are expanding rapidly, so we bring peer support and recovery coaching to the community. And fun fact, I was actually the first emergency department call for Three Bridges as a patient in the bed. Huh. And now I supervise the program that helped save my life.
Right, so on. Good on you. Wow.
Starting then, it was just one grant that they were surviving off of. Now we work under multiple grants and contracts with criminal justice and treatment courts, the jails. It's just been expanding fast. It's like nobody knew about us, and now a lot of people do. So which is good, because it helps us reach the population we're trying to serve.
And we certainly know that this is a need, and having you guys there is only going to benefit our community and make it. But we want to help you also be stronger and get more resource and more ability to be able to do more and help more. I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to realize that this is an important time in our society, our lives, and the Alexander House is doing some of the vital work when it comes to that. that subject matter. So one of the ways we can help support you guys is certainly bringing attention to this. When you see different causes, you see Three Bridges in different events supporting what you're doing, sending a shout out and giving a thank you, and laughing and doing improv. That's another way to support. That seems like a really cool way to be able to support Three Bridges. That seems like a lot of fun. Gretchen, I'm curious what the event's going to look like. How is this going to go?
So it's going to actually, it says that it starts at 7, but at 6 o'clock, there's actually a workshop that's going to take place beforehand. Mm. So he's going to lead a one-hour workshop to learn how to do the improv. And those games are really fun. It's a lot like Whose Line Is It Anyway? I don't know if you're familiar with that show. But he kind of teaches the games and involves you in the process. And then at 7 o'clock, you get to enjoy the show where he and his friends get up there and do it. I think they're also doing a little bit of, like, stand-up, too. I'm not entirely sure. But it's a nice 2 hours or so of a lot of fun.
And you're going to laugh.
Yes.
You're going to laugh.
You will
you're
laugh really hard. We did, like, a tester show in April just to see what they kind of came up with. And, man, that's a good group of people. They are really funny. So
I don't have a lot of journalistic integrity when it comes to improv and people taking improv. I kind of teach it on the side and everything. But I will say that there's nobody out there that couldn't be benefited from taking an improv class. Mm-hmm. And here you've got a perfect opportunity to do it where you take the class and maybe you get a little bit more comfortable public speaking. Maybe you feel a little bit better telling a joke, whatever it might be. Improv can help you bring that out of you and everything. Not everybody is going to turn into the next Colin or somebody from Whose Line or something like that, but it can benefit you, whatever you are, because most of us have to speak in public or it's something at a certain point. It can give you a little more confidence with that. So not only can you get that workshop in, sit back and enjoy a great show afterwards, but while you're doing that, knowing in the back of your mind or in the front of your heart, that money I just spent went to an amazing cause, went to an amazing cause I just put back in my community. I just supported local. So that is going to help that laughter come. That is going to help a lot of the fun and joy. And then you enjoy the evening.
And bring your friends, because it really is, like, if you're, especially if you're doing the workshop beforehand, it's fun to do that with your friends. You get a lot closer with your friends. And it's just easier to do when you got people you know with you. So
yeah.
The support system.
Yeah, yeah. We'd also like to be able to, in any way we can, support what you're doing over there at Three Bridges, Sarah. So when it comes to the community, when it comes to events like this, we encourage you to attend them and encourage you to be a ally and a supporter of the not only this organization, but other organizations wherever you're living near has an organization like this, possibly, if you're lucky. So we appreciate the work you guys are doing over there, Sarah. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
And Gretchen, always good to see you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Again, improv and comedy, May 18th, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock workshop. Get on over there. This will take place over at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. You can find out more by going to wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. And keep in mind, everybody, got great shows throughout the summer. The kids' shows are going to be taking the stage by storm throughout the whole summer. We've got three different types of kids' shows coming up. We'll be talking about those, and we will make Gretchen join us for them. It is in her contract. I don't know if she realized that or not, but it's in her contract. She has to put up with us every once in a while. But we do appreciate the time. Thanks, Gretchen.
Thank you for having us.
Again, wrctheater.org is the website you can find out. And Sarah, I'm sorry. Before we let you go, if people want to know more about the Alexander House or reach you, how can they do that?
So for Three Bridges Recovery?
Three Bridges Recovery. I was looking at the Alexander House email. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So you can get a hold of us. We have a 24/7 line. It's 715-424-0403. We also are on Facebook under Three Bridges Recovery WI. And we have a website that is also threebridgesrecoverywi.com. So pretty easy to find.
Yeah, you know? It makes it a little simpler. I think that is going to be something I start doing in interviews, though. I'm going to ask people about websites that they have known nothing about. Just to throw them a little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate that. And appreciate you, Gretchen. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Melissa and I will be back with more fun after our news break, or after this break right here on the morning show at WFHR.
Tired of falling behind with housework? Will this cleaning ever end? Well, guess what? It can. Call Right Way Cleaning Service, where cleanliness meets perfection and has for over 20 years. Daily, weekly, monthly, or seasonal, whatever you need, they're tailored to fit your schedule. And because they believe in taking care of those who've taken care of us, seniors get exclusive discounts. From window washing to power washing, house sitting to errand running, they do it all, and they do it the right way. So call Patty now at 715-459-1475.
The morning show on WFHR. It's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people. Yeah.
It's good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be. The middle, especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let me tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's. There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear what makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you.
Thank you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 70 with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, right on through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good day. I just wanted to hear this one again. I can't help myself. I didn't know this was a bumper. I didn't know it was one we had, and I wanted to hear it again. Oh, it's such a good song. Melissa and James here with you. A big, big thank you to Connie and Gretchen and Sarah for joining us. That was a lot of fun.
It was indeed. And great to hear about these things going on in our community.
It's really, really fun to be able to be a megaphone for our community and have the opportunity. We've got one of the best jobs in the world, and we know it, and we appreciate it. A lot of fun. That was a lot of fun. I want to get into a little bit of entertainment news with you, Melissa, and we're talking Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah.
Judge Judy is suing National Enquirer and In Touch Weekly.
Whoa.
She's suing them for for defamation. Now, nobody likes to get served and find out, oh, you got to go to court. But then you find out you're going up against Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Can't imagine many scenarios where you're like, it hits, and then, both publications ran a story claiming that Judy was trying to get a retailer, a retrial for the Menendez brothers, who are both in prison for murdering their parents. But Judy says that's absolutely, there's no truth to that whatsoever. Quote, when you fabricate stories about me in order to make money for yourselves with no regard for the truth or the reputation I've spent a lifetime cultivating, it's going to cost you.
Way to go, Judy.
When you've done it multiple times, it's unconscionable and will be expensive. It has to be expensive so that you will stop.
Yes.
There's no word exactly.
Go get them.
Yep, go get them. Go get them. I've been talking about this a lot since I've been on the air. The TMZs, the National Enquirers, those people, they are cowards. And they whatever skills or talents they have, they are taking them and using them for negative. But this also goes, and I'm sorry to do this, but this also goes to the people who are supporting that stuff, because they're not doing this for free. They're not doing this for the betterment of
buying their magazines or watching their shows.
Stop watching their shows. Stop buying their magazines. Stop giving into this. If you are you that desperate for entertainment
and sensationalism.
Yeah.
And it's not truth.
It's not.
She came straight out and said, no, she is not doing that. And now they're being sued.
Well, and not for nothing, but, we have a lot of people that bark and moan about a lot of the problems with the politics nowadays and the mistruth in politics. This kind of stuff is just, it bleeds into everything. And it's not, I'm not saying that this is why politics are like that now, but it is not, it can't be a coincidence that when we see things like this and the rise of TMZ having their own show now and things like that, and then you look at the rise of sports debate talk, and then look what happens in politics. You've got a bunch of politicians out there. The facts don't even matter. And you've got a bunch of politics going in the angle of, you take this side, I'll take this side, go.
We're here to entertain you. No, you're not.
No.
That is not your job, politicians. We don't want to be entertained by you.
I prefer a boring politician. I prefer somebody who has not a lot of charm or anything like that.
Somebody who's working to do the job of the people. They're civil servants. That is the job.
Yeah.
Not entertainers.
Get them, Judge Judy. We're going to be following that story.
You know, you got to, they're just shooting themselves in the foot. They went after one of the best known American attorneys and a judge.
She
played a judge on TV, but she was an actual judge.
Yeah, and a good one.
She's amazing. She's such a spitfire of a woman. I love her to death.
My dad cannot get enough of her show. Like,
no.
I can tell
amazing.
When it's not on, because that's when he goes to play with his cards. That's it. Like, as soon as Judge Judy must not be out there. Loves that show. Go get him, Judge Judy. So this is a story, Melissa, that I had not heard much about, but our newest employee, Laura, was telling me a little bit about this, and I thought it was quite interesting. Have you noticed your favorite celebrities losing followers on social media? If so, it's possible that they have been targeted by the blackout. It's a social media movement to punish celebrities who aren't using their influence to speak out about what's going on in Gaza.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez, Zendaya, Drake, Justin Bieber, the Kardashians, even Taylor Swift have been put on the block list. The movement was started by a TikToker named Lady from the Outside after seeing the decadence on display at the Met Gala last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what kicked it off.
She said, quote, "It's time for people to conduct what I call a digital guillotine, a digitine, if you will. It's time to block all the celebrities, influencers, and wealthy socialites who are not using their resources to help those in dire need. We gave them their platforms. It's time to take it back. Take our views away, our likes, our comments, our money. And believe it or not, the campaign might be working. Lizzo started posting videos about Gaza after ending up on a block list. Of course, people are now criticizing the timing of her videos. So, you know, you're danged either way kind of with this subject.
Yeah.
Now, this is one of the smarter ones I've heard of, because this affects celebrities and what they care about.
It takes away money from them.
Yep. Yeah, and not to say
because
that's
they all. They make ads through social media platforms.
If I see you have this many followers, I am that much more likely to have you promote my you know, brand. So yeah, we can see, you know, it doesn't take a lot of logic to get up to there. And I love that. I love people making a movement and those things going on, and I'm a big supporter of that. And I personally have not touched on this subject matter too much. For a lot, I would hope, obvious reasons. But if I have to, or if I can for a second, I will say that I, for one, journalistically, I have relatives who have live in Israel. I am a Jewish man, and I have seen a rise in anti-Semitism over the last 10 years that puts a shock in my body. And I have seen over the last couple of months a rise in anti-Semitism when it comes to this subject matter. I don't think that many people can look at what's going on and not say, well, that's wrong. You know, what Hamas did was horribly wrong, and Israel's response, it's a lot of what they have done has been wrong. You've got a big, big thing going on here with a lot of layers and a lot of gray area.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of history.
I have friends who are Palestinian, good friends, and I support them, and I support their people. I can do that while also loving my Israeli brothers and sisters. I can do two things at once. I can also distinguish between the Israeli people and Jewish people and a government.
Right.
I can do that because
they're very different.
I can do that because I have had practice doing it being an American. I have no problem being able to, hey, that war, we shouldn't be doing it, but I still support our soldiers. Mm-hmm. I don't like this, but I can support that part of it. You can do these things. It doesn't have to be 100 miles an hour one direction or the other. It doesn't have to be black or white. And this subject is by no means black or white.
No. It's so very complex and complicated.
And I've got to say this, and I'm going to lose a lot of people on this one, and I apologize. But if you have not lived in the Middle East, if you are not from there, if you are not one of these people, you have a very hard time understanding what is going on. And and to put that on other people. If you are Lizzo and you don't want to touch on this subject matter, I feel like that's your God-given right as an American. Like the fact that you should be guilted into doing something, that's not, what good does that do? Then the same thing that happened to Lizzo is going to happen. If people, I'm on this block list, I should probably say something. And then you go out there and say something, and maybe you have pure intent, and maybe you mean everything you're saying, but what do the masses say? Ah, panderer. Look, they're pandering. So you can't win in this scenario. So that's the problem with it. It's not a bad idea, but you block people in, and you force them to have an opinion or to promote that opinion. Well, what happens when you don't agree with it? Then what? Like that, it's. I like the intent. I like the what they're trying to do here. But I am not comfortable under any look. I think rape is horrible. Rape is wrong. And I could see people coming out and saying something bad about that because that's pretty black and white. But there's not a ton of subjects like that. I think the majority of stuff in life, if you don't want to throw your opinion out there, that's your right.
Mm-hmm. But it's also okay to speak out and say it's wrong for the people in Gaza to be starving to death.
Absolutely.
There's insufficient food. So, you know, even if they spoke out for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
great.
Whatever.
Call attention to it.
Look, you should be able to come out and say things if you want to, just as much as if you don't want to. Guilting people into saying something or pushing them, you're always going to question their intent. So what good does it do? It's if you care about the cause, focus on the cause. Quit focusing on these celebrities. Get the word out there. In the time that you are taking to block these celebrities, you could have put a post out there, or you could have donated some money, or looked into how you can truly help this cause. Putting pressure on businesses that support, or any of these other things. There's a lot of different ways to do it. And I'm not at all saying that these celebrities should be able to just slide by, but if you don't have an opinion, you don't have an opinion. Mm-hmm. That's okay.
But they do have an awfully big platform.
Yeah. And you were given that platform by the masses. Mm-hmm. And that's important. And it's important to note that. And when they ask for an autograph or they ask this or that, I think that you should go out of your way to help those people. Mm-hmm. And those people also, if they're a fan of yours, should respect that you have an opinion that you're keeping yourself. Like, it can go both ways. Just because you're a celebrity and you have this platform doesn't mean you are you're any different of an American than us. This goes back to the argument of shut up and dribble. Hey, a sports athlete, I don't need your opinion on politics. Just shut up and dribble. Well, if that person has an opinion, they deserve to put it out there.
Any other American.
Yeah, and just like if they don't have an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Or they don't want to voice it publicly. That is their choice, too.
This subject, much like the block list that's going on here with this and everything, is a gray area. And there's a lot of layers to it. And there's no right, wrong. There's no different kind of like, I think, angle necessarily to take on it. It's just data and it's just something we're living in.
Yeah, it's a different time. You know, social platforms have power to do good and bad.
Mm-hmm. For me, if I was on the status of one of these individuals, I think pretty much the audience understands me and my soapbox. I'd be out there saying stuff, but I just as much support people if they don't. I don't feel like there is when I went and saw your movie, I thought you would go out there and start talking about important matters. Like that doesn't make sense. These are entertainers. Mm-hmm. You're not listening to Taylor Swift because you want to hear her political views. There's a different line there, I can see both sides of it. I can see, hey, Taylor Swift, you have the biggest platform in the world. We want you to do something about our cause. What about the people on the other side? They want her to take on their cause too. Mm-hmm. So maybe Taylor Swift's like, I can't make everybody happy here, so I'm not going to say anything. And then she gets in trouble with everybody.
Why aren't we putting this pressure on our politicians? Because they're actually the people who can do something about this.
Hmm. Yeah. It's a fair point. And it's something that we're going to, I think the pressure, whether they feel it or not, is certainly going to pick up come November.
Mm, yeah. Well, come August, too, once we get past the next set of primaries.
Mm-hmm. We'll be covering that for you in spots like our segment right here, our news break. We'll get to that. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fewer people are signing up to serve in the military in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is operating at 90% strength, which is considered low. Data shows a sharp drop in new recruits in the last 20 years. Only about half as many people signed up to serve last year compared to 2004. People in Wisconsin are learning about large-scale renewable energy projects thanks to a $1 million grant to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension. The UW's Sherry Gruder says one goal is helping landowners negotiate with developers.
Not all farmers are going to spend $300 to $500 an hour to talk with an attorney, but we could help educate them on that type of thing.
Gruder says they'll also use listening sessions to bust myths about renewable energy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you drive through the construction in the village of Plover, traffic patterns are changing this Thursday. They'll be closing the westbound lanes on County Highway B from Hoover Avenue to I-39 and reopening the eastbound lanes on May 16th. They'll have one lane heading each direction. If you're heading westbound from I-39, you'll need to use the detour route, which follows I-39 and State Highway 54. The Hoover Avenue intersection will remain open for this next phase and may be used to access businesses in the area, as well as Maple Drive. You can celebrate the unicorn with McMillan Library tonight. They're holding their Family Fun Unicorn Party from 6 to 7 in the All-Purpose Room. This is a fun program for children of all ages and their adults. They'll have a variety of activities and light refreshments in celebration of the unicorn. That's from 6 to 7 tonight in the All-Purpose Room. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Pirates steal a win from the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled but lost 8-6 to Pittsburgh last night. Jake Bowers hit his first career grand slam in the eighth to bring the crew back to within one, but the Pirates hit another home run in the ninth. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love our team, huh? Yeah, I love them. You know, the way they battle. We did a lot of things not so good, but we had an opportunity to win the game.
Some bad news for the Brewers. Veteran Reese Hoskins pulled a hamstring, rounding the bases at first.
Just felt a little grab in the hamstring and kind of learned over the years, especially not to push soft tissue stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else for you guys right now.
College football, the Badgers are going to play Alabama Saturday, September 14th, kickoff 11 a.m. It's the first time the Crimson Tide has played at Camp Randall since 1928.
Your best players are your most competitive leaders. You got a chance. You got a hell of a lot better chance to finish.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 70 with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, right on through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good Tuesday out there. Thank you so much for joining us. Mm-hmm. We got some That Ain't Right stories we're going to get to in a little bit. Looking forward to that. Right now, we got to touch on this one, Melissa. America's most misunderstood sayings.
Oh, good.
A new study ranked the most misunderstood sayings across the U.S. For example, yinz is Pennsylvania's version of y'all. But a third of Americans thought it was just a made-up word that they didn't that didn't mean anything.
Okay.
So here are the top 10 misunderstood sayings. Taverns in South Dakota. They're a type of sandwich similar to Sloppy Joe's.
Not a drinking establishment?
Yeah, that's what you would think, right?
Yeah, hey, right.
I want a tavern. Well, I can't eat a whole tavern. What are you talking about? Like, oh, okay, never mind. Right out straight. Right out straight. That in Maine means you're really busy. People who aren't from Maine thought it meant you're telling the truth.
Or a direction to go?
Yeah.
You just go right out straight past the stop sign, yeah. And then you take a left.
Oh, man, I am right out straight. I got to tell you, I am right out straight. Okay, all right. It's good to know you're straight, I guess. You're standing upright? That you're, I don't know. You have good posture? Is that what it means? Okay. I don't understand.
That's great, though. It means busy. Good.
Carry in Mississippi. Most thought it meant to carry a gun or an open carry, but it's another way of saying you're giving someone a lift. Hey, you need a carry?
Yeah.
Okay. I get that. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, and sometimes when you're using these things in context, you can probably infer the meaning. But yeah, if you just say carry, I'm like, carry what?
Yeah, that is so true, Melissa. When I was in Texas, I heard a lot of these kind of things. And because you're in the middle of the conversation, you just get the gist of what they mean.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not exactly what it means, but you kind of understand.
Grill in New York means to stare at someone rudely.
Oh.
Yeah, I've heard that one quite a bit.
Grill, like you question someone intensely.
Mm-hmm.
So in New York, it just means to stare at them. Okay.
Heard this one a lot, too. Gnarly in California. It can mean something's cool, but surfers still use it to describe big waves.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
I think most of us are familiar with that one.
Yeah, that one can be a little confusing, and I actually saw this happen. Some guys were, like my friend Will was surfed, and I wanted to learn how, so he takes me down, and we finally get a day where the weather's right and everything, and we go down there, and some surfers said, hey man, watch out, there's some gnarly waves out there. I'm thinking, oh, let's hit the water. Cool. That sounds really cool and everything. And Will is like, no. Those aren't.
You're a beginner, dude.
Yeah. Those are big waves. Those are gigantic waves.
You're not ready for those gnarly waves yet.
I was not. As it turns out, I was not. I did not know I could have my right ankle at the left side of my eye. I did not know that could happen. I didn't realize I was that flexible. Dirty Bird.
And then he never was again.
No. Dirty Bird in Kentucky. It's not an insult. It's slang for KFC.
Oh.
That kind of makes
some
sense.
Dirty Bird.
Yeah. Hey, anybody, you want some Dirty Bird for dinner tonight? Let's do it. That's good.
Don't forget the mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the biscuits. Got to get the biscuits. The biscuits
and
from
the
there.
Coleslaw. I don't know why I like their coleslaw so much.
Borrow pit in Montana. Borrow pit. People in the poll thought it meant a donation box, but it's a ditch along the side of the road. All right.
I wonder how it got its name.
Yeah. That's a great question.
Is it just like where you throw something you don't want anymore and anybody can come along and borrow it?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Put out in Missouri. Now, what it means, you're angry. You're real put out.
Yeah, that phrase has multiple meanings.
Yeah, it does. Blucifer in Colorado. People guessed it was some type of blue devil or something like that, but it's the nickname of the blue Mustang sculpture outside of the Denver airport.
It has its own nickname. Okay.
In Florida, here's a couple of fun ones. In Florida, Jiffy Feet means you have dirty feet from not wearing shoes.
Jiffy Feet.
A lot of people thought that was a dance move.
Oh. I thought it had something to do with peanut butter.
I like that, yeah.
Like, are you moving slow? Is it like walking like molasses in January?
In Kansas, concrete after dinner means you're having ice cream. 43% thought that meant a sidewalk or something.
I mean, that would make more sense here if you're getting like a concrete shake from Culver's.
Yeah, yeah. And the last one, in Arizona, habob, H-A-B-B-O-O-B, or haboob, or whatever. It's a big storm in Arizona. That's what that means. But 33% of people thought it was an insult. Hey, you're a real habob.
Reminds me of hullabaloo.
Oh, yes, hullabaloo.
A great kerfuffle.
We need to bring that back. We need to bring hullabaloo back more. That needs to come back. That's a good one. We are going to take a quick time out, check in with our partners, come back. We got a real, real important That Ain't Right story coming up and some other fun stuff that we'll talk about in our going on in our area, get into our schedule and more. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local civic media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 70 with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, right on through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James taking it to the top of the hour. We got to get to a That Ain't Right story, Melissa, and this is one I hope that is going to get some more attention through the masses. Washington State's Attorney General Bob Ferguson is running for governor as a Democrat, and the field got a lot more crowded for him this weekend after two more Bob Fergusons entered the race.
What?
Two other men named Bob Ferguson filed to run hours before the deadline last Friday, and it is no coincidence. A Republican operative named Glenn Morgan admitted he was behind it and said he was running both campaigns. The idea was to confuse people and split the vote between the three Bobs. No one of them would win, or at least not the legit Bob Ferguson. He had a press conference yesterday and talked about this very proudly, about his attack on the electoral system.
That boggles my mind, James. I have no words. How can that be legal?
Yeah. For one, how is this story not being covered by the national media more? And being called out for this because people are afraid to do this. I got to tell you, I swear on everything I am and everything that I will ever be. If a Democrat was doing this, I would be just as angry. I don't care which party is doing this. If you listen to me long enough, you know, I don't care about parties. I care about people. I care about what you stand on. And all this does is
trickery.
It isn't the reason the system was invented. You didn't hear Abraham Lincoln doing things like this. Like you didn't like if you are a Republican and you're not calling out your party, Like, what are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing? Like, the idea that these parties, and Democrats can be just as bad, are so afraid to call out somebody in their own party because it might mean that they lose some votes and, they don't have power in the Senate or something like that. Like, if you are doing your job right, you are taking care of your constituents. And if you are not running for office and you're just in a supportive role, then support your people. If your people are good at what they do, if they are actually standing on something that their constituents want, they'll win. They don't need your help. Like it there's that ain't right stories, and then there's wrong. There's just wrong.
This
gentleman, Glenn Morgan, that is so proud of himself and everything, I want to invite him on the air with us. Now he's a coward, so he won't do it. Glenn, you're welcome on the show. Welcome on the show to defend yourself. Please defend this. Please tell me that you're doing this for the betterment of democracy. Because if you love this country, if you love democracy, and damn it, I do, this should aggravate you. This should frustrate you. And you shouldn't.
It should outrage. It outrages me.
You shouldn't like, if you are part of this party and they're doing things like this, call out your party. You can do two things at once. You can be a D or an R and still, go against somebody in your party. That's okay.
That's the American doing something wrong.
The argument that the American people can't understand this, that means you don't understand the American people. You don't understand us. You don't get us. There's a lot of good politicians out there. There are a lot of good people in government offices. We don't get a chance to highlight them or talk about them enough.
Because we have knuckleheads like this doing stunts like this.
Yeah. Do your homework. Know who you're voting for. Know who is in that party. Know what the angles and the directions that they are going and what they are trying to do to get your vote. Are they trying to do it by listening to you? By hearing the needs and the causes of you and your community and your friends and family? Or are they doing things like this?
To just stay in power.
Ooh, maybe if I trick them. Like, and this isn't even a good idea. the idea of this is, okay, so he has these others running. Well, the one guy's running as a Democrat. The others are running as Republicans. Like, and this guy, this Glenn Morgan guy, and I'm going to keep saying his name because you got to know who this person is, everybody. He's a fool and a coward. This guy has gone out and done something to try to confuse you and thinks that it'll
purposely
work. That's how little he thinks of you. That's how little he thinks of your intelligence, that you can't tell. Oh, my gosh, too many Bob Fergusons. I can't figure out who to vote for. Like, that's what he thinks of you. That's what a lot of these people in this realm think of you. What do you think of that? How are you going to react to that? How are you going to respond to that? Do it with your vote.
Yeah.
They'll hear that. They will hear that, and there won't be any misconfusion. I do like the idea of, if we could find somebody named Glenn Morgan and have them come out against this Republican operative, Glenn Morgan. Like, there's just somebody randomly named Glenn Morgan who would just turn this right back at him, and just have them come out with a big press release. I would just like to say that this Glenn Morgan doesn't speak for all Glenn Morgans. And we need a palate cleanser. Let's get to it.
Yes, please.
And we had one throughout the day today. We were joined by some great listeners, some great guests. I want to say a big thank you to Connie from the Alexander House, Gretchen from WRCT, and Sarah from Three Bridges Recovery for joining us. That was a lot of fun. And we got more great conversations coming up for you today, everybody. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. In part one, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Looking forward to talking with Lacey. It's always a good conversation. And David Farnborough will be with us, or Let's Talk Real Estate with David Farnborough. David joins us from Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. Always like talking real estate and talking about that with David. That's going to be a lot of fun. The Combined Assumption High and Middle School Spring Band Concert is happening tonight at 6:30.
Hey.
Over at the Assumption High School Gymnasium. Go ahead and support the arts, support these kids, and take in a great show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Keep in mind, this Wednesday, Rams Choir Concert will be taking place for grades 6, 7, and 8. That'll be at 5:30 over at the Rams Auditorium.
Excellent.
It's going to be a fun one. And then Friday, Nakusa High School and Alexander Middle School will have their Choir Pop Concert happening at 6 o'clock over at their High School Auditorium.
all these wonderful school kids events going on. Make sure you get out there and support our students.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great time, too, everybody. It's going to be, you'll have a fun time. You might have heard this in Melissa's break, the Mental Health Matters Together We Thrive event. This is coming up tomorrow. It'll be taking place 4:30 to 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important event, and it'll be taking place over at 401 Franklin Street in Stevens Point. They are going to have a number of different things going on with this, some yoga, live music. NAMI is hosting this, and we appreciate the work that they do.
Yeah, and it'll be a fun, free event. They have resources there. They have activities for all ages, and it's free. That's the best part.
It is a great thing if you have the chance to be able to bring kids with you. It's always great for kids to be able to see adults caring for others and caring about their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
That goes a long way. They are going to pick up on that stuff, and they are going to, you know, hopefully do some of it themselves.
Yes, and feel supported.
A bunch of neighbors in Illinois lined their street to welcome home a second grader named Judith Collins, who just beat cancer. He was in hospital for 100 days. Local police department helped out and posted the footage online. They said, with all the bad going on in the world right now, it can be easy to lose sight of the tremendous amount of good going on right now as well.
How true.
That's something we'll highlight every time we get on the air with you, everybody. You know, we have a lot of fun doing that, and we are going to keep